أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our theme for this blessed month of Ramadan, توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية, moral guidance from everyday experiences. Alhamdulillah, though as human beings, we have made tremendous scientific and technological progress in the past few decades. But etiquette and moral values still seem to be in their primitive stages. We have become somewhat so advanced technologically and scientifically, alhamdulillah, but it doesn't seem that our morals and our values and our cares and our concerns and our compassion has also progressed at the same rate. If only good manners, positive feelings, and moral attitudes and behaviors and character had progressed along with our sense of reasoning and our science and our technology, then perhaps humankind would indeed have advanced in our common humanity as well. More people are dying by more wars than ever before. More people are dying with a single bomb than ever died in many, many battles. So technologically advanced, we can now bomb an entire city by killing all its people without destroying its buildings. So humanity and human beings are in dire need of imbibing principled values, principled qualities in their personal lives and in their social interactions. Truth or haq is essential to faith. Truth, haq, is essential to faith, and sidq, or truthfulness and honesty, is among the most praiseworthy characteristics of any human being. In fact, it is the foundation of prophethood. In one surah, in Surah Maryam alone, Allah makes reference to numerous prophets. And in each of the verses where he makes reference to them about their prophethood, he mentions the significance of sidq. He says, for example, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. The integral link, the inextricable link between prophethood and the notion of honesty and character, and truthfulness. So each and every prophet who came as guides and modes of excellence manifested the highest degree of honesty and of truthfulness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself had been acknowledged amongst his people for his honesty and his truthfulness to such an extent that even in his young days, prior to revelation, the Meccans referred to him as As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful and the trustworthy. Now, we need to realize that this notion of honesty and truthfulness and truth is so significant that it is directly referred to in the Quran over 100 times, directly referred to. And it is, of course, one of the pillars on which the moral survival of humanity depends. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about truth, he said, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah has revealed, Allah has created the heavens and the earth with truth, Surah An-Nahl. So truthfulness and honesty is a priority for people of conscience. People of conscience, truthfulness and honesty is a priority. True are the words that Shakespeare wrote in his play, All's Well That Ends Well, no legacy is so rich as honesty. So though a person of integrity has been a characteristic by which he or she could be identified, it's amongst the most outstanding of all the characteristics is that of truthfulness and honesty. Now, a humorous anecdote to bring to our attention the value of honesty and truthfulness. In days gone by, two young Jewish people were traveling, Yitzhak and Chaim, were traveling through the desert and got lost. Tired and thirsty in the midday sun, they saw in the distance a minaret of a mosque. And so they decided, look, let's head towards the village. So the one said, let us go to the mosque because someone will, it's Ramadan. So these people, they're more engaged in worship. So somebody should be at the mosque. Let's go to the mosque and perchance they will help us and refresh us and also give us some direction. So Yitzhak said to Chaim, when we get there, tell them that we are Muslims. Chaim said, no, let's be honest and tell them I'm a Jew. I'll tell them I'm Jewish. So anyway, so they go to the mosque and they saw some students reading Quran to the elderly imam. And when the imam came to them and said, can you help them? They said, no, we are travelers, we are lost. And they introduced themselves. One said, I am Ishaq, and I'm Muslim. And the other one said, I am Chaim, I'm Jewish. So the imam said, no problem. We'll take care of you. Stay with us for today. And tomorrow, you can be on your way towards your destination. The imam then told one of the students, get some nice ice cold water and some fresh fruit. The youngster brought the fresh fruit and the nice cold water, and the imam took it and gave it to Chaim. So Yitzhak got angry and he asked, Imam, what about me? So the imam said, don't worry, Ishaq. In a few hours' time, it's iftar. Then we Muslims can break all our fast together. You see? He got caught up in his own lies. And honesty indeed is the best policy. But we learn from these humorous anecdotes. A true believer has many characteristics by which he or she can be identified. And the most outstanding one of that should be compassion of heart, honesty of character, and truthfulness of speech. Because when we speak, when we open our mouth, it translates and conveys the culture of our heart. Be careful how you say what you say and why you say it. And honesty and truthfulness should thus be the core of a believer's character. And speaking the truth should not be a quality that you must imbibe and get. It should be an integral part of a person of faith and a person of conscience. Little wonder that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, al hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, said the very famous words, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Being truthful is obligatory upon you. Being truthful, like Fard, Isha, and so on, being truthful is obligatory upon each of you, for surely truthfulness leads towards righteousness, and righteousness leads towards paradise. May Allah take us in the direction. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.